all of life involves some kind of risk. There are no guarantees. We know that life will end for us, that is for sure, but that whole journey from the time we are born until that moment of death involves many circumstances, is usually wrapped in mystery, and there are certain things that we can count on for ourselves because of what we do and what we plan for. In today's gospel, Jesus tells us that there are no securities, and we should fear not, for it is important to be able to understand God's will and goodness only if we let go. Life tells us then that we must let go of all of the past. We let go of relationships that have hurt us. We let go of those lost dreams. We let go of any of those things that have caused us harm or hardship, and really allow them to be in the past, because it is only then that we can live in this moment and towards the hopefulness of what the future has. And when we do that letting go, we are allowing God to fill us with that spirit of truth and wisdom and goodness, to empty ourselves from all of those things that would not allow God's Spirit to work within us, is what then fills us with the hopefulness that God gives as gift. And to the extent that we let go, we can be guaranteed then that God will continue to fill and to fill and to fill over and over again, causing our hearts to be at wonder with his grace and give us what we need in the ways that we negotiate our life. And so we come to the Lord today in this moment to once again be aware of his promise to us. And as we are nourished with his own self, we transform our hearts and realize that instead of holding on to those insecurities, we let ourselves live in the mystery of God's work within us. For there is all hopefulness, all truth.